Suitcase of Dreams, written by Tanya Blanchard and read by Arianwyn Parks Lockwood.
Clusters of tiny lights were scattered across the darkened land before us. As we drew closer in the pre-dawn, I was loath to relinquish the peace I felt, even amid the excitement and apprehension that swirled around me. Clutching the cold railing, I breathed deeply, taking in the sea air, Australian air, and held on to that moment of calm. The rising sun lifted above the horizon, dusting the port of Fremantle and the ocean in a soft golden glow. Sandy beaches and small dwellings appeared out of the inky blackness, dotting the coastline and harbour. Australia, the golden land, was welcoming me and my family to our new life with open arms. I knew I would never forget this sight. Eric was by my side, and I could feel the thrum of excitement course through his body. At that moment, I felt that we were the only two people who existed, waiting on the edge of the world, relishing these moments of quiet and united in our desire for a better life. "We made it, Lotta. We made it," he whispered into my ear.
"Yes, we made it."
Relief flooded me. Our old life was gone. Nazi Germany, the war, and a country changed forever. And our new life beckoned. Finally, I would be able to cast off the pull of the rigid traditions and expectations I had grown up with, and escape the poverty that had come with choosing a life with Eric. This was a new start, and we could be anything we wanted to be. Australia was a young country, with opportunities for all people, we'd been told. Opportunities that would never have been possible for us in Germany, our ruined homeland. Here, we would have the freedom to choose the life we wanted. "Look, isn't it beautiful?" He pointed to the shore. "All shiny and new. Perfect for our family. Perfect for our new life." His anticipation and hope were plain to see under the deck lights, and I felt sure that my face mirrored his.
"It has to be."
We'd left everything we knew behind us in search for a better life for ourselves and our girls. Eric placed his hand over my chilled fingers, sharing his strength, warmth, and comfort. "It will be." He gathered me into his arms and kissed me deeply.